This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Lance isn't here. Raheel in for Lance today. He's too important. He's doing NFL stuff on NFL Network. But we do have Frank Caliendo joining us here on ESPN 97. A guy who's been, we knew Frank when he was doing like high schools back, 20 years ago. Now he's in for one night stands at the Improv. That's how important he is. ImprovHouston.com. Frank Caliendo, one night, April 18th. So get there and get your tickets and see Frank. And he's joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. What's up?
Johnny Guantanamo.
I told you. It. He never knew my... He's never... In 20 years, he's never known
That's
my
not
name.
Right?
That's... It's close enough.
No, you had your name changed for radio. That's your radio name.
Yeah, like I would change my name to Granato
for radio. And I appreciate you following my wishes and making sure that Lance wasn't on
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you. Thank you. Look at you. I got a question, though, if you could be... Okay, so... You're big time now, all right? All over Fox.
I think I'm more medium time.
Are you going to be on Game of Thrones this season?
Winter is coming.
Do your best Jon Snow.
I don't have a Jon. Jon Snow would be an interesting one that seven people would get in an audience.
I think there's more people than that watching Game of
Thrones. Hold on. Hold on. How about that?
Okay.
Hold the door.
That's the greatest acting job ever. Like, Hodor. One line? Do I got to memorize? Yeah. What? That's
what?
It?
Yeah.
Hodor? That's it.
Hodor.
Yeah. It's essentially I am Groot, right?
Yeah. Right. So we knew you when you were the Madden guy. Now look at you. You have more voices, don't you? Now,
yeah. I went from pigeonholing myself as a comedian who did an impression of a sportscaster named John to a guy who does an impression of a former sportscaster named John in John Groden.
Yeah, so, that's right. A former. Do you miss him in the booth? You got him because Tony Romo. You can't do.
I think there's some stuff for Tony Romo. I'm 50-50 on the impressions versus regular stand-up stuff anyways right now. That's what I'm working on. But there is Romo stuff to do, that excited thing that he gets. He goes, look at this, Jim! Like when he starts getting really excited about, no, they're not going to. There's that thing where he starts to do that. I miss Jason Witten because anybody who can talk in those short, my thought for him, my setup for him was basically – it's like he just finished a sprint and is trying to talk. So he only gives like three words at a time. Like, you're not going to believe what we just saw in that instant. I got to get a breath.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah, we're all going to miss Jason Witten, I think, on the broadcast. I'm pretty sure. I think he might have seen the writing on the wall. Yeah, I should go back to this football thing. I'm better at that. So I'm gonna try that again.
I think it was a great out for him, to be honest.
It really was.
I mean, he didn't like what he's doing. It probably wasn't for him yet, at least. And he went back to do something he does know, get paid decently, and be on a team that's a contender. So that there's a good shot for him there. I'll tell you, as I got to know John Gruden, though, and I went and talked to the team last year, to the Raiders. When they came to Arizona, I get a text from Gruden's right-hand guys, like, can you come talk to the team? So I came and did a speech. I'm like, Derek Carr, man, look at that trapper keeper you got with you. You're really studying, aren't you, man? So I'm doing all this Gruden stuff. And the voice, and Gruden looks over, and he's like, and the team's just going crazy. And I look over, and he's like, you gonna do some other voice? Maybe do some Stephen A. Smith. I'm like, no, you invited me, man. I'm going to take over this thing, and I'm not going to stop doing this till these guys are tinkling their pants, man.
Hey, buddy, love that.
He was so red. It was unbelievable. But I've realized this, that with football especially and being known in that football world, even though I'm like more of a court jester than a king, it's interesting how I get invited in to do these certain events. So a couple years ago at the Super Bowl, I did the owner's party. So it's in Minneapolis. They get me up, and you don't realize how hard it is to do comedy for a group a room full of billionaires and multimillionaires because they don't have anything in common with you. So I'll be like, so you ever been to Walmart? And they're like, I own the competitor. Don't talk about it. Like, what am I supposed to do? In the front row is Roger Goodell. And I opened up with, I have, in all my years of being on TV, doing all these impressions in football and stuff like that, I've never done a Roger Goodell impression. And he just looked at me like, what are you going to do? And I go, and I'm not going to start today. And he stood up, gave me a standing ovation. I had a bunch of Kaepernick jokes. I wasn't allowed to do any.
Oh, no.
So, no, I didn't do any. But the owner of the Raiders was sitting in the back, and I said to I reached out, I'm like, so you paid me $100 million, man. And he was like, he just kind of took it for a little bit. After the afterwards, I went up to him and I was like, I was saying, looks like I really worked through this story ahead of time, isn't it? I'll tell you what, man, maybe practicing and not getting up right before you go on with Guantanamo is a better way of doing it. So he's like, can you believe I paid John Gruden $10 million a year? I'm crazy. No, you're a used car salesman. That's your real voice. I'll tell you what, man. Let's start taking pictures right now. I'll autograph them.
Well, now you can do some. You can do some Robert. You got some material for Robert Kraft, I would imagine.
Yeah, how about that?
Huh? That would I've go done over stuff like a Patriot. Lead balloon.
Yeah, I've done, Bill Belichick. I'm Cincinnati, right? That's
right.
That's about all you can do there. It's pretty brutal. Who knows? I don't know. These guys.
Good on him, though. By the way, being a normal man. Right. He's just like, hey, I'm a billionaire as well, but at the end of the day, I'm still a normal Joe, okay?
You know what? Yeah.
ImprovHouston.com, April 18th. So you're doing like half now and half stand-up? What's the material like?
Playing around a lot more and messing with stuff, working on some new things and trying to do them. Just I got kids now. I haven't seen my son for a month and a half because he plays Fortnite, that kind of stuff. So. It's surreal how all that stuff's starting to play in a hand. I've been doing a bunch of podcasting and stuff like that, so I'm getting better at being just myself and talking in that vein, and people are actually starting to listen. But that takes time because you go up there and you want to entertain and do something and come from your own voice some, and people are like, when's the next voice coming? This is boring. So,
how old are your kids?
I don't know. my son is 14. He's a freshman. He's a young
14
freshman.
Already?
Yeah, they Man, every I... year a year older.
Good Lord! I remember when he was just born. Holy yeah. crap!
And my daughter's 12. So it's pretty cool. And yeah. My son's into sports. All he does is text me from school things that when he gets alerts from like Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter and stuff like that. It's pretty ridiculous.
That's cool, though.
It is great. Like, my son cares about that stuff. Yeah. He wants to be an NFL insider, I think. He wants to be Jay Glazer. Like,
you're not going to believe what I just saw. This is incredible stuff. And hey, you want to go help me be Ram Man in the next He-Man movie? I think that'll be incredible.
I remember you were coaching his team, weren't you? Or you were assistant coaching his team?
I was coaching a flag football team for a little. I coached a basketball team. I got kicked out of that one. I was coaching a flag football team. When he was 12, we had a kid who was 6'5", 12-year-old.
I hope you won.
He's 6'11 now freshman in high school. And he's up for the junior national team. I've never seen anything like this. He shoots three-pointers. He takes the ball down the court. Ridiculous. Size 19 shoe. His name's Dylan Anderson. Google him. Oh, I'll send you a text. I'll text you some video of him. It's unbelievable what this kid can do, and I've been trying to buy stock in him since that flag football season.
Tell me that you won with that kid on your team.
Well, they wouldn't allow us to. They would only allow us to throw to him once every few plays. We could, because all you had to do is throw it up in the air and hit. His knees were above the other kids' heads. But it's so ridiculous because, like, when I coach flag football, I got to go up against these coaches. One coach is like, you're not going to run a cover three against us, are you? I'm like, I'm just trying to get these kids to go in the right direction. They're 10.
They want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. They want to be Jedis. And just ridiculous. And then they're like, one guy's like, hey, can you do a little John Madden for me? Like, here's a guy who takes flag football a little too seriously.
All right. ImprovHouston.com, April 18th. So do we have any Texas material? George W., obviously you're going to do W., but like in Houston, you don't do a Bill O'Brien. There's no J.J. You don't do a J.J. Watt. We got nobody. You could do a James Harden.
Oh, just take a few steps.
That's it. You're one of those.
See?
Maybe do a step back on the stage. Like give a forearm to a front row, somebody in the front row, and take a step back. I could do it.
No, you could do Rockets fans and just complain about everything.
We don't have anybody here, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but that's the thing when you do impressions. That's all anybody cares about is what's the next voice you're going to do.
Yeah, right.
So that's why I work on doing the other stuff. It's just having something else to do. I mean, and you can always just read something as Morgan Freeman. That's when the audience realized that it was time for something else.
Or do the president, which is tremendous. We're number one in everything right now. So,
how about he's totally exonerated? That's totally
incredible.
Sweet.
Incredible. Told you so.
What I thought he should have done is just gone, Covife. And everybody be like, oh, that's what it means.
All you have to do is say China and everybody else.
It's tremendous. He does this at the end of sentences or to get people on board, and all politicians, I don't care where people are on the spectrum of this. That's not what I'm trying to say here. But it's like he will say these words to get people on board, and everybody knows it. So he'll be like, there's a colony of people on Mars, and 100% of those people voted for me, and everybody knows it.
And then you'd be walking down the street, you hear people, did you hear about that colony of people on Mars? Yeah, 100% of them voted for Donald Trump. How do you know? Everybody knows it.
And I'm not the only one saying this. Who else is saying it? Other people. What other people? Other people who couldn't be here, but they're a tremendously tremendous group of people, and everybody knows it.
Your Trump has gotten excellent.
It's incredible. Let's go. Right now, Guantanamo, which is a tough place for a lot of people. Let me say this. Your ratings are going through the roof. And not just through the roof. They're going through the sky into the ether. They're going to the Ethernet. That's a great thing. There's a cable that's built just for those people. Cable in Deadpool, tremendous character, by the way. Josh Brolin, incredible. Loved him in The Goonies. Brandon, he was fantastic.
ImprovHouston.com.
That's where Lance would call me a latchkey kid.
Right,
right. Yeah, that's
right.
Term.
That's right. You were a latchkey. No question about it. You're in California?
No, I live in Phoenix.
Oh, you live in Phoenix. So you're still 5:30 in the morning there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brutal.
What the hell are you doing up?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, that's
I just want the tickets to sell out at the Improv before I get there.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll sell it out.
Why don't you pick a later time? Yeah, why don't you pick a later time to join us?
Because I know between like 7 and 9 is the, you know, I know drive time is. I know when people are listening. So,
well, this is the most listed 2 hour, you know.
Yeah, you know me, John. I'm a pig.
You are. No, you do.
I'm a
you
pig
love
for
it.
An audience. By the way, at Frank Caliendo on Twitter and Instagram, speaking of being a pig.
At Frank Caliendo on Twitter. ImprovHouston.com. You're coming in studio when? Next week or something?
Not anymore. That's it.
You're done. Well, Lance will be here, so don't come.
No, I will definitely be there.
Yeah, he's coming in studio.
It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be a meeting of the minds, and Lance is going to have 500 scenarios for me.
And everyone knows it.
And everybody knows it.
That's Frank Caliendo right here on ESPN 97.5. ImprovHouston.com. ImprovHouston.com. Get your tickets April 18th. It's a Thursday night. One show only. That means you're a big cheese if you get one show only in Houston.
Call me Cheddar.
Yeah. All right, man. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, guys.
There's Frank Caliendo. At Frank Caliendo on Twitter. He's the best. He's a great guy. He's going to be in studio with us when? The next week?
No, April 18th.
Oh, that day.
The show day. He's going to be in the morning.
That's a long day then, isn't it?
Yeah, he can take a nap.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he could.
He can take a nap.
He probably won't.
Yeah,
those guys have more stamina than we do.
There's so much down. Yeah, there's downtime.
Dell does this show and then naps. I mean, he works 4 hours, then he has to nap.
Well, hey, man, if you can take one.
No, but you do.
I don't have to.
But you do.
Yeah, because I want to. I'm not forced to. I'm like, a nap would be nice right now, so I take one.
Like right now, you would take a nap.
No, I won't because, I mean, I won't say I respect the show, but it'd be a bad look for me to just fall asleep while the show.
Yeah, you don't respect the show. No, that's not it. No. 713-780-3776. He's going to be with us in studio on that day, April 18th. It's going to be great. He is a great guy and a lot of funny. No, really funny. Been knowing Frank for a long time now, and that's a great. I can't believe his kid is 14.
That's wild, man.
Holy crap. That's unbelievable. You know what else is unbelievable? Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite is the place that you're going to go and you're going to get your marble on, people. I need you to please get there. And Jeff Aronoff is really, really, really good at what he does. I know this firsthand. He's worked for me. He's done stuff for me. He's done stuff for friends. He put in the bar. You can go check it out over at Damaris. And that's another thing. It's a business thing as well. If you're looking to improve your business, you can't, like, you know, oh, well, 20 years ago, I put the money into this and we're fine. No, you've got to upgrade, especially at your business or at your home. If you ever want to sell your house and you've been in it for 10, 15 years, you got to upgrade. If you think you're going to resell it, this is the most expensive thing that you've ever bought in your life. Well, then you gotta make sure that you can get your money out of it when you want to sell it. That you gotta maintain it, and Frank does that, and Jeff Aronoff does that at Absolute Marble and Granite. All you gotta do is give him a call, 713-880-2822. He'll come to your home. He'll give you that estimate of putting in that patio or that outdoor kitchen or that cabinet or that countertop or that vanity, whatever it is that you need put in, and he's going to take care of that business with 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.